All right. So this week is a special week, right? Only 2 days of school. Probably not any homework. Are you thankful for that?
Yeah.
So why is it a short week at school? Exactly. So you're out of school Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. So you have 5 days off. Are you thankful for that? Yep. What are some other things that you're thankful for besides a short school week and no homework this week? Anything? Food. Strawberries, okay. Cats. All good things to be thankful for. And I'm kind of guessing that everyone here knows why we celebrate Thanksgiving here in America. Do either of you want to give us a quick little lesson on what happened, why we celebrate Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. The pilgrims came to the new land. The native people who were already here taught them how to plant and build and exactly, when they had an abundance of food, they all ate together and were thankful for one another's help and company and all that good stuff. Right? Right. Okay. So, in the bulletin, I was noticing all these different times this morning, we have already said Thanksgiving. In the song that Miss Barbara played for the prelude, I knew the words to that. I'm kind of blanking on the name of the tune now, but it was a song about Thanksgiving. And then we sang Let All Things Now Living, a song of Thanksgiving, praise to God. And then the very last line of it says, till all things now living unite in thanksgiving to God in the highest, Hosanna in praise. So that kind of means like we should all unite and be thankful. What about in this insert in our bulletin? It says what here? Yeah, under the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, it says the Great Thanksgiving. So that means when we celebrate communion, we're going to have turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce, right?
No.
No. So what? I don't get it. We're celebrating Thanksgiving on Thursday, but our bulletin also says the Great Thanksgiving? What's the difference? Any guesses? There's bread in both of them. Yes. Okay. So the Great Thanksgiving is essentially when we as Christians come together and praise God for what he has done, and we celebrate him and remember all that he has done for us in communion. Let's read this together. We'll read it. Okay. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We lift your hearts. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give praise and praise.
Okay. So, let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and our praise to him. Now, in the Lord's Supper, when we pray, there are specific things. We do three things. First, we celebrate and give thanks for all the good things God has done. And second, we remember that he has died for us, and we give him thanks for that. And then third, we pray that the Holy Spirit will feed us through this meal so that we can go strong in our faith and be faithful followers to Jesus. Three things, not four things. So when we give thanks on Thursday before we eat our Thanksgiving meal of turkey and dressing, you can be thankful for food. You can be thankful for strawberries and for cats, like you said. But we also need to remember the Great Thanksgiving. And even though we don't celebrate, we don't do communion every Sunday, the Great Thanksgiving, us remembering that Jesus died for us on the cross and God gave Jesus to us as his one and only special gift to us. It is right to give him thanks and praise, and it is right for us to always remember what he has done for us and to be thankful for that. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we go into this Thanksgiving week, we pray that we will be ever so grateful for you and for your gift to us, that is your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that it is right to give you thanks and praise, and we pray that we always will give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.